بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. From the many lessons that come in Surah Nuh, we are only going to explain this one lesson, that this surah is about 2.5 pages. Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam's da'wah was for 950 years. So you'll say this is a 1,000 year period. 1,000 years. Allah Tabarakallah wraps up an entire 1,000 years. 1,000 years of difficulty, of sabr, of calling again, day, night, loud, soft, people listening, people say, I'm not interested, opposing, oppressing, mocking. 1,000 years, Allah Tawarakala wraps it up in 2.5 pages. Like when he read it, it was sounding long. But if I had to tell you, he's explaining to you the history of 1,000 years. 1,000 years. There was a day this happened, there was a day this happened. This is this world. When man will stand on the day of Qiyamah, if Allah is happy, all the difficulties will be forgotten in such a manner that if an angel says, don't you remember? And he will say, Wallah, I cannot remember one day of difficulty. One day. So when you're going to go through the surah very fast, this message is there. But remember, a nation opposed for 1,000. If today someone had to ask them, did you enjoy those 1,000 years where you fought against Nuh alayhi salam? How are they going to answer? مِمَّا خَطِيعَاتِهِمْ أُغْرِقُوا. Because of their sins, they were taken into the water and said, now go into the fire. How are they going to answer while burning? And if Nuh alayhi salam after 1,000 years had to be asked, people mocked you. 1,000 years, how did you make sabr? They say, time goes very fast. This surah, what a place it comes. How it comes. That you either be the one who makes sabr today, and tomorrow you say it was like nothing. Or you be the one stubborn today, but it wraps up very fast. 1,000 years so fast. Mimma khati'atihim ughriqu. Because of their sins, we took them in the water. فَأُدْخِلُوا نَارًا burning, فَلَمْ يَزِدُهُمْ. And then all their pride and their arrogance did not help them except in spoiling it even more. This is the crux of the story. You will hear the surah so many times in the Fajr Salah. Next time you reach, and you hear the Imam first rakat, Inna arsalna Nuhan ila qawmihi. In the past this would happen, Allah make it no more. When the man comes in the masjid, he hears, Imam sahib is reading Surah Nuh, that's a long surah. And then he goes reads his sunnah in the back. He said, I got 950 years still to get ready. The Imam will be, when the Imam reaches that first 1.5 pages, then he says, right now it's time to join, I'm almost there. Next time you come, stand and just join it. Even if you don't understand what's happening. So much. A 950 year history is being wrapped up like this. So fast. My 65 years is going to get wrapped up even faster. I only got 65, 70. When you will end the surah, you have to ask yourself, is it worth it to fight for this world? They also fought, they argued, they mocked. They had a lot of time to do it, I had so little time. Or do I rather just make sabr? A person is going through some heavy difficulty. So they wrote this dream and the interpretation was given. Whether the interpretation is right or wrong, Allah knows. But we can take inspiration from dreams. So the dream was that the Quran was in front. But the person was finding it very hard to read Quran. Conditions that come in life, very hard. So you cry, you cry. How long must I make sabr? But the Quran was in front. And now you can't read Quran, difficulty in reading Quran. So in the dream the person sees that someone who has like rings on his hands, the person who got rings on his hands, can't be a very nice person. That person takes the Quran away and brings another book in front. That other book is very easy to read. But in the dream the person is looking at that book. Now there's no difficulty in reading. But the insight tells the person, but this is not Quran. You know this is not Quran. And then the person starts crying in the dream and says, I can't read this. And the one with the hand says, no, this is, read. Read this. So the explanation that came to the mind was, that you see, haqq. Quran represents haqq, the truth. The truth of this world is difficulties are going to come. The truth of this world is. That's Quran. It might be very difficult to read your Quran, but that's your Quran. You will have to fight to read it. But as you read every ayat, the reward by Allah is written. As you go through every difficulty in this world, it happens by Allah. Everything is clicking. So when Quran is difficult to read and someone says to you that you are finding it difficult, let me bring something which is non-Quran. Now you will enjoy it. But in non-Quran you are not going to get anything clicking. Your own insight will tell you this is not the truth. This is batil. This is that world that's outside. You got a problem, tell you take a drug. When you take that drug you go high, they call it a unique state. Whatever that word is, euphoria, or whatever. If you're half sleeping, half awake. They say there's one drug you take, it is called lean. I think my students know it very well. They're going to stop the world from it. That thing lean, why it's called lean? They say because it makes the man lean to one side. Sometimes you see students in class like that day, you wonder if they hit it last night. Lean. That's batin. Batil means, if you don't want the truth, which is hard, then take falsehood, but your own insight will tell you this is not the truth. This is not the truth. And the one who's giving you that batil, he got rings in his hand and he's an ugly figure, meaning the devil. That your own insight later on will say, I don't want this. But the one who gives it to you will say, now keep it. Now you're forced to. There's no way out. The dream was saying, difficulties will come, but Quran is haqq. This world comes with its difficulties, haqq. That's the truth. And in these difficulties, you will find haqq, the truth. And if you want something else, that something else is batil. And in batil, you will find nothing but a mirage. You will walk always saying, just there is that happiness. Which Quran mentions, they carry on walking to a mirage. And they carry on until just before death. They see that water right in front. يَحْسَبُهُ الظَّمْآنُ مَاءً. The hungry, thirsty person now, whole life he died to get it. Whole life. The thirsty person thinks it's water. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَهُ لَمْ يَجِدُهُ شَيْئًا. But when he comes to it and he grabs it, he realizes it was nothing. فَوَجَدَ اللَّهَ عِنْدَ. But he finds Allah there. فَوَفَّاهُ حِسَابًا. And Allah says, it's time to take your reckoning. وَاللَّهُ السَّرِيعُ الْحِسَابُ. How fast that reckoning will come. He said, whole life we chase the shadow. Whole life. Batil. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam was on haqq. And he remained on this haqq Because he knew, for me there's nothing else but this. I'll walk on it. There were times he cried to Allah, but he carried on walking. 950 years of an azab. That is, my Allah wants me. That is why the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam were unique when he went to Taif. After he made dua, they stoned him. He made what a unique dua. It shook the heavens. An angel came who Jibreel alayhi salam said, this angel has never come down from the time it has been created. And it has been told that whatever Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wants, give it to him. If he wants to smash the whole inside valley with the two mountains, smash them. What a dua. But the main part of this dua was this, وَلَكَ الْعُتْبَى حَتَّى تَرْضَى. We will continue trying to make you happy, O Allah, until you become happy. وَلَكَ الْعُتْبَى حَتَّى تَرْضَى. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. From our side, there's no power to make you happy. But if you make it easy, we will carry on trying. So now you'll understand, you just need the translation of the surah now. Indeed, we had sent Nabi Nuh alayhi salam to his qawm, and anzir qawmak, warm your nation before the punishment comes. He said, oh my nation, I am for you an open warner. Why don't you worship Allah, fear Allah, obey me. He will forgive you. يُؤَخِّرْكُمْ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. And you will not see difficulties coming. He will give you respite. Yes, as for death, إِنَّ أَجَلَ اللَّهِ. When death will come, then that can't be delayed. But at least until then, you will not have to see the anger of Allah. But this is the part. So many years of dawah. The times would come and he would say, oh my Allah, إِنِّي دَعَوْتُ قَوْمِي لَيْلًا وَنَهَارًا. I would invite my nation during the nights and during the day. فَلَمْ يَزِدْهُمْ دُعَائِي. But my invitation would not increase them. إِلَّا فِرَارًا. Except that they would run far from me. Which word came from فِرَارًا? Ferrari. So the next time you hear one of the idiots going, at night, you must say, wow, what a car. You must say, فَلَمْ يَزِدْهُمْ دُعَائِ إِلَّا فِرَارًا. That the one who drives very fast in this world sometimes goes flying into the fire. فَلَمْ يَزِدْهُمْ دُعَائِ إِلَّا فِرَارًا. He says, whenever I call them, so that you can forgive them. Look at that. I had no other motive of calling them. What did I have to get going and telling them, my friend, my brother? Whenever I call them so that you can forgive them. جَعَلُوا أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي آذَانِهِمْ. They placed their fingers in their ears. Sometimes we have teachers, we went to one country, they said the people of that country are all retiring early. Teachers. They said because they're going nuts. To teach students is not easy. They said the South Africans are all coming to that country to teach. So those people are very happy, like we already went nuts, you come over to become nuts. It's not easy. In those countries, you have to know how to make the money, but to be a teacher is not easy. In our circles, alhamdulillah, the boys are mashallah so good. And even those who trouble, and sometimes the teacher complains, he says, you know, it troubles. I said, read Surah Nu. And once upon a time, they used to put their fingers in their ears. I don't think the students are so bad, you know. However, our students are such, without putting their fingers in their ears, sometimes they look at you and they hear nothing. Get that? We call them Ashabul Kahf. Whenever I call them so that you may forgive them, they just put their fingers in their ears. وَاسْتَغْشَوْ ثِيَابَهُمْ Then they took their garment and they covered their faces. You get those boys? Ilyas, where are you? وَاسْتَغْشَوْ So next time when I say, love that thing out, you must know why. وَاسْتَغْشَوْ ثِيَابَهُمْ Come. وَأَصَرُّوا Persistent. وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا إِسْتِكْبَارًا Full of pride. Remember, for 950 years, you get the same. You normally get fed up after this. You will hear the surah in Fajr. You will hear it. But what is Nuh alayhi salam telling us when we hear it? Sometimes a man comes for the Fajr and says, I'm fed up with my wife. Fed up. The father says, I'm fed up with my child. Fed up. And then Nuh alayhi salam said, if you know what I went through, but I just carried on, and carried on, and carried on. ثُمَّ إِنِّي دَعَوْتُهُمْ جِهَارًا I would sometimes invite them jihar in a loud manner. In front of all, I would stand and say, what is happening? إِنِّي أَعْلَنْتُ لَهُمْ إِعْلَانًا I would announce. Sometimes I would go quietly to each one, أَصْرَرْتُ لَهُمْ إِصْرَارًا And I would carry on saying, إِسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ Seek the forgiveness of your Rabb. إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا What a long dua. What a long dua. Then he says, how he would explain, describe Almighty Allah. After so many verses, قَالَ نُوحٌ Nuh alayhi salam said, Oh my Allah, إِنَّهُمْ عَصَوْنِي How they have disobeyed me. It wasn't a one-day story. It wasn't a one-month story. This was a 950-year. Some say that Nuh alayhi salam would reach a person. He would say, you know, a couple of 100 years ago, you came to my father. He at that time told you, stay out of our houses. You never got the message. So those people, some would pass away, they also lived for long, but Nuh alayhi salam saw a couple of generations. Normally you say, if the generation doesn't change, their children will change. Yeah, the children weren't changing. He said, they all disobeyed me. They have followed the one man. لَمْ يَزِدْهُ مَالُهُ وَوَلَدُهُ إِلَّا خَسَارًا That his wealth and his children will not increase him, will not increase the one following him except in further loss. But for some reason they want to follow that one. They see some rich people, a man who got a lot of wealth, a lot of power, they say, that's my friend. He says, forget following. وَمَكَرُوا مَكْرًا كُبَّارًا Allah, they have planned against me so many times. I only make dua for them. They only try to harm me. Comes in the narrations, there were times they would slap Nuh alayhi salam. Just slap. But when he would stand in front of Allah again, he would cry and say, Allah, forgive them. And again he would go, then they would mock him, hit him, slap him. What sabr Nabi Nuh alayhi salam had. What sabr. He says, I invite them to you, O Allah, and they got their own propaganda machine. وَقَالُوا They get together, they loudly announce to their followers, لَا تَذَرُنَّ آلِهَتَكُمْ Don't you dare leave your deities. لَا تَذَرُنَّ وَدَّ وَدْ سُوَى يَغُوث يَعُوك نَصْرَى These were the names of so many of their gods they were worshipping, their idols. Don't you leave this one, don't you leave that one, don't you leave. He said, Oh Allah, it's me one. They are whole jamaat. I invite towards you, they invite towards so many. وَقَدْ أَضَلُّوا كَثِيرًا They have made so many go astray. I saw nations die in kufr. 24 ayat is the crux of this world. 24 ayat. After 24 ayat, 950 years is finished. During that time when he cried, it must have been long. But when we read it, we'll just say 24 ayat. And then the decision of Allah comes, mimma khati'atihim. Because of their sins, ughriqu, they were drowned. فَأُدْخِلُوا نَارًا, entered in the fire. فَلَمْ يَجِدُوا لَهُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْصَارًا, they did not find for themselves against Almighty Allah any helper. How fast? One ayat. But when the punishment of Allah came, it never take one ayat to come. How Allah gave grace, gave grace, gave grace. But when it came, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam started building a ship. They started laughing about the ship. This doesn't come in our hadith, but in what we will call Israeli narrations, a lot of funny things come. This also comes there. Some of it has exaggeration, some has truth. To mock Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, they told the people he is building a ship where there is no water. So we don't know, sometimes they would laugh and say, are the oxen going to take it? Are you going to get oxen to pull your ship up the mountains, down the mountains? Then one bright spark, he said, the only thing I find good about the ship is, it's a ready-made toilet. So he went in the ship of Nuh alayhi salam and he did his thing. But when a Nabi builds a ship, it's not just a ship, it's a shi'ar of Allah. It is something that reminds you of Allah because a Nabi built it. In the shi'ar of Allah, they decided to make mess. Nuh alayhi salam would build, but as I told you, this is Israeli stories, whether it really happened. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Haddisu an Bani Israel. You narrate from them. Not going to harm you. Not going to harm you means don't believe it fully. A lot of exaggeration in their stories. But maybe something like this happened. They did their thing. And then more and more started doing their thing. And for them it was a joke. You want to go out, go to the boat. You want to go out, go to the boat. But when the time came for the boat to be used, Allah Tabarakala was not going to get Nuh alayhi salam to clean their dirt. So one of them, they say, got afflicted with a skin disease. And it was burning, burning, burning. And he goes to do his thing by the boat and he slips, maybe in somebody else's dirt. And then he falls into that dirt. But when that dirt touched him, you can say, what you call, I had a rash, and the doctor says, you know, just put this on it. You ask him what it is, it doesn't matter what it is, just put it. Doesn't matter what it is. Just put it. So that man just fell in. When you fall in and the pain goes away, you don't worry what you fell in. You say, what is this? Like, that rash is gone. I'm not burning. So now you take more stool and you rub it. You say, hey, it works. This. It works. Each man will rub stool over his body, but when it works, it works. You laugh and you think like, how can you do a thing like that? But ask the person who's on drugs. How he takes his drugs. Sometimes he puts it on a toilet seat with somebody else's bum touched. And he puts the drug there and then he puts his tongue. Ask him, how could you do that? He said, when it works, it works. You say, you like, come and know him. Like, come and know. No matter how filthy it can be, when you wanted it to get the job done, it could be someone's stool also, and you put it, it works. So when he found now somebody else also got that same rash, because now the rash started chase spreading. So he said, you know what happened? I slipped in the stool and my thing went away. Say, what? He said, I'm telling you, try it. Another person went, took stool. Suddenly the whole story was, the stool of the boat is the answer. So now that very nation who spoiled the boat now was cleaning the boat. Now everyone is going to take the stool and rubbing their bodies. That filth. This was the first punishment Allah gave them. Their only ilaj was in their filth. And in this manner you scraping the boat now. Because if a man got that sickness and there's no stool left, he'll go looking for stool. Find some stool and the boat becomes clean. Shining. Shining clean. But that's their story. I told you, it's Israeliyat. You can see in it is a little bit like, little bit stool also. In it. Their stories. There's a lot of exaggeration in their stories. But something like that happened. Whatever it was, Nuh alayhi salam was told, you just build the boat. That's all. And he said, when you will see our signs, one sign was there was a certain stove that he was told to keep. Normally from the stove you get fire. He said, when you will see water coming out of this, then already start calling the few people who believe and telling them, go to the boat. Because it will first start by the stove, then the skies will open up, then the waters will start coming from the ground. By that time you're not going to have chance. So as soon as you see the stove giving, boom, bubbling, start moving. And when it started, one ayat. Mimma khati'atihim, because of their sins, ughri'u, they were drowned. How that punishment came? You have to think about it. A nation, a world, and the water just finding everyone. Someone on the high mountain, Nuh alayhi salam tells one son, come on the boat. He said, don't worry my father, I'm going there. Where will the water ever reach there? The water was going to reach everywhere. One verse but wrapped up the whole punishment. Mimma khati'atihim, because of their sins of so many years. Ughriqu, udkhilu nara. Drowned and entered in the fire. After that, from that day till today, till the day of Qiyamah, still in the fire. And when the Hashar will take place, that will be a warning of further fire. Every stage after that will be scary, 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 punishment, punishment, punishment. And then Jahannam is punishment. But just one verse. Surah Nuh is to say, this world is very short. Make the right decision. If you have to make the sabr of Nuh for 950 years, the most you will have to make it in this world is 95 years. And whoever lives to 95? So short the world of sabr is. This is Surah Nuh. Mimma khati'atihim ughriqu wa udkhilu nara. فَلَمْ يَجِدُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنصَارًا. Play it inshaAllah. When you will read it, when you will hear it, just this message. Is such a short world worth it? Like how that Sahabi said, this world is almost finished. So even if someone says this, only another 1,000 years. 1,000. So almost finished. But there's not 1,000 left. We are really, really, really at the end. Few years of sabr. Rather be Nuh alayhi salam than being Qawm Nuh. Rather be Nuh than being Qawm Nuh. Rather have someone mock you than you be the one mocking somebody else. Rather you be the da'i inviting and no one listening. Instead you be the one not listening. Because when the soul wraps up, it's just one verse. Meaning the angel of death just comes. And you'll see a person and say his life was going so well. Then that one sickness just came. And everything went haywire. One ayat came over. We can let Yusuf read also, mashallah. He reads better than the guy on the AI, you know. But now let AI give him a chance.
أعوذ من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أرسلنا نوحا إلى قومه أن أنذر قومك من قبل أن يأتيهم عذاب أليم قال يا قوم إني لكم نذير مبين أن اعبدوا الله واتقوه وأطيعوني يغفر لكم ويؤخركم إلى أجل مسمى إن أجل الله إذا جاء لا يؤخر لو كنتم تعلمون قال رب إني دعوت قومي ليلا ونهارا فلم يزدهم دعائي إلا فرارا وإني كلما دعوتهم لتغفر لهم جعلوا أصابعهم في آذانهم واستغشوا ثيابهم وأصروا واستكبروا استكبارا ثم إني دعوتهم جهارا ثم إني أعلنت لهم إسرارا. فقلت استغفروا ربكم إنه كان غفارا يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا ويمددكم بأموال وبنين ويجعل لكم جنات ويجعل لكم أنهارا ما لكم لا ترجون لله وقارا وقد خلقكم أطهارا ألم تروا كيف خلق الله سبع سماوات طباقا وجعل القمر فيهن نورا وجعل الشمس سراجا والله أنبتكم من الأرض نباتا ثم يعيدكم فيها ويخرجكم إخراجا والله جعل لكم الأرض بساطا لتسلكوا منها سبلا فجاجا قال نوح رب إنهم عصوني واتبعوا من لم يزده ماله وولده إلا خسارا ومكروا مكرا كبارا وقالوا لا تذرن آلهتكم ولا تذرن ودا ولا سواعا ولا يغوث ويعوق ونسرا وقد أضلوا كثيرا ولا تزد الظالمين إلا ضلالا مما فلم يجدوا لهم من دون الله أنصارا وقال نوح رب لا تذر على الأرض من الكافرين ديارا إنك إن تذرهم يضلوا عبادك ولا يلدوا إلا فاجرا كفارا اغفر لي ولوالدي ولمن دخل بيتي مؤمنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات ولا تزد الظالمين إلا تبارا
أزمك ذكر لا إله إلا الله Every time when you make Allah zikr, there should always be some muraqabah. Today we will make the muraqabah of the word ilah. Aliha means to incline towards, to run towards. They normally use it in the Arabic language when the baby of that deer inclines to its mother when it's looking for protection or for its milk. or just to be close to the mother for comfort, then it's called Aliha. From there you got the word Ilah, a deity. But who will you go to when you want your comfort, when you want your protection, just to be warm by? Who is it that by him you find that you are comfortable, and away from him you find you are uneasy? That's called an ilah. La ilah. There is absolutely no deity for me except Allah. There is absolutely no deity for me except Allah. Meaning I do not find comfort in anything else but you, O my Allah. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Scholars have normally encouraged that there should be a slight sway away from the heart when we say the word La Ilaha. Perhaps this is to tell the heart that if there is any Ilah in you, if you are at the moment finding any comfort, any thrill, any warmth, any support with anyone else, then that one is not a true ilah. There is no comfort for me, no support for me. There is no true ilah illallah. So if the heart has found, now I'm pulling it out. And I'm telling the heart, you are in a lie. It is only Allah. So you see yourself pulling it out. See what and what you have to pull out of your heart. If you thought your car gives you comfort, that's your ilah. If you thought your phone gives you comfort, that's your ilah. Allah save us, if someone thought drugs is, he has to pull out those drugs. If he thought his friends are his comfort, he'll have to pull that out. If a man found a haram relationship and he found in that, I'm getting comfort. In television and sports, I'm getting comfort, you'll have to pull it out. The heart grabs anything as a god. Anything. You tell the heart, it's all a lie, it is only Allah. If you have to pull out hard, say the vacuum cleaner, the more the dirt is, the more it must work. The more sound it makes, it means it's doing its job. If you have to pull out hard from the heart, pull out. Let the heart understand that it is only Allah. Some of the mashayikh would call it darb. They would hit on the heart, they would say, illallah, illallah, illallah. That was like that hard vacuum cleaner. Depending on your heart, how you will have to hit. But you have to get the message to the heart. That there is no other ilah except Allah. May Allah make all our hearts start listening. لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله الله الله is like an empty cup, as Rashad Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib would quote. The mashayikh of the past would explain that you first need to fill up this cup. Sometimes you will think, how much of Allah do I need to fill up this cup? So if your cup is big, then you say you need a 1 liter, you need a 2 liters, according to the size of the cup. If the cup is like a tub, you'll have to fill up so much. But the name of Allah is so unique that sometimes one time saying Allah fills up the whole cup. One time. It's called from zero to hero. You just see an empty cup being filled up, filled up, filled up, up, done. One man just before dying reads, La ilaha illallah. In that one Allah, the whole cup gets filled, he dies, he's jannati forever. So we can also say one Allah that fills up our whole cup. Meaning you'll see your heart now upside down, empty, you'll say Allah, you see it, fill up immediately. Fill up immediately. And because the heart is a heart that pumps, it doesn't keep anything. So if it fills up immediately, it pushes it up. So it pushes it out. When it goes out, you will see the brilliance, the tajalli of Allah now flowing out of the heart. When it flows out of the heart is like a pump, it pumps it. How the madrasa got a pump and it brings water far. Our heart can push Allah in the whole body. So the first Allah fills up the heart, then the second Allah, that must push the bath, must pump Allah in the eyes. That this eye with which I look at evil, oh Allah, I want so much of light in this eye. So much of your light that it leaves no place for haram. I want in my ear so much of your divine light that music can't enter. I want in my thoughts so much of your divine light that there's no place for the devil to blow. I want it in every limb that it can't lift except in your happiness. My legs must move towards what makes you happy. Oh Allah, I want my heart to pump so much of Allah that now it must go out of my body. So it will look for the places to exit, it will find my mouth. And then my every word, Allah, will be what makes you happy. I will speak about you, I will remember you. When someone's in front of me, I will be telling them about Allah. When no one is by me, I'll be mentioning your name. Because from my mouth only noor is coming. My heart is pumping. I will see how you want me to see. I will see what you want me to see. I will think how you want me to think. I will explain to others how you want. Now when you're going to make this Allah, I want on the first Allah, your cup must fill. On the second Allah, your heart must pump it, it must fill. It must move through the whole body. You must just see light, light, light. Then Allah must make the light start coming out of your body. It must start moving in every direction. Allah made every one of us a guide for humanity. We'll have to become that light. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's words were, in my lungs let there be light, in my veins let there be, in my nerves let there be, on my right, on my left, in front, behind. Allahumma a'zim li nura, grant me what a portion of light. What a portion of light, you must see this light now, everywhere. وَفِي عَصَبِي نُورًا وَفِي دَمِي نُورًا in my blood وَفِي لَحْمِي نُورًا in my meat. May Allah tabarak ta'ala make us also a body of light. But it comes when Allah is said so much that Allah fills everywhere in the body. So you picture your heart upside down, it's already starting to pump. All you have to do is put Allah there, fill it up and let the pumping start. Allah, 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 Allah.
والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. Oh Allah, is the poet so beautiful, he said, يا ربي أتيتك عائبا. Oh my Rabb, I have come to you as one making tawbah. Oh my Rabb, I have come to you as one making tawbah. وَأَنْتَ أَرْجَى مَنْ يُجَازِينِ. From all the people who will take my reckoning, Allah, it is in you that I put the greatest of hope. Allah, it is in you that I put the greatest of hope. Allah, I ask you to change my every evil into good. I ask you to change our every evil into good. Allah, we ask you to put us on a path of purity and never let us fall. Allah, we ask you to put us on a path of purity and never let us. Allah, we ask you to give us the enjoyment of being close to you, and thereafter never to deprive us of your closeness. Allah, we ask you to make us from your special servants. Allah, we ask you to make us from your special servants. We ask you for a tongue that remains moist in your zikr. We ask you for a heart that is always content with your decision. We ask you for a tongue that always thanks you for your favors. We ask you for a qalb which is shakir. Allah, a heart that appreciates your every kindness. Allah, we ask you for a mind that can understand what you want from us, can understand how we must work to please you. Allah, we ask you for a heart that makes the decision to be yours and not to accept anyone but you.
Allah, we ask for a body that is ready to be patient on the difficulties of this world. Allah, we ask you for afiyah. Allah, we ask you for safety. Allah, we ask you for security in our deen, in our dunya, in our akhirah. وَلَكَ الْعُتْبَى حَتَّى تَرَضَى. Oh Allah, we will continue trying to please you until you become pleased. وَلَا حُولَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَأَصْحَابِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.